fake stories for April Fools. It's a tough sell for me. So when Roy Williams' retirement crossed this morning, you thought maybe it's a joke. It's not. It's real. We'll talk about Roy and UNC today, and also opening day with this panel.
I can give you a bow and a wow.
For today's panel, we wanted instincts, we wanted loyalty, we wanted companionship. So in Plasma One, introducing Bank Spain.
Bonjour, Tony.
Douglas Blackstone.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, T.
Gigi Buffon Isola.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
And I believe that's Finn Diesel with us as well.
Well, Izzy's condo association does not allow dogs, so you got me.
You guys are out of your mind. Let's go, first word. Roy Williams' retirement on April 1, out of nowhere. So, yeah, you could think it was a prank. But also, after the season North Carolina just had, Williams determining it was time. So, the legend, 3 championships, 903 wins, and one of the greatest videos ever, dancing into the locker room. I think we're going to set the record for most doggone in a discussion right here ever. How will college basketball remember Roy Williams around the horn, Gigi Isola?
Well, real quickly, just like my owner, I'm still the best-looking panelist. Meanwhile, he was top dog 3 times. And when Dean Smith, his mentor, started coaching in 61, Roy's retiring now. That's almost 60 years of players at Carolina that were connected by Dean Smith and Roy Williams. This guy bleeds Carolina blue. He is college basketball. Unbelievable run. Now get your dog and ride off into retirement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Douglas Blackstone, how should college basketball remember Roy Williams? Stay with us, Douglas. Don't go away.
Oh, man, you just threw me a bone here, Tony. That's an easy one. This guy has coached for 30 years in the NCAA. And,
well,
and
stay
how about
with us.
This? 9 times he's been in the Final Four. So basically a third of his career, he is a fixture in the Final Four. And people forget, he had one of the great teams of all time in college basketball in 2009 when he had 6 NBA players on that team, and they ran roughshod through the tournament that year. And he's a good guy. You know, if there's any bad thing to say about Roy Williams, who, by the way, looks just like Deputy Dog, if you've ever looked at the picture side by side, it's the academic scandal at North Carolina, and his team was a part of that. That's unfortunate. But in the end of the day, give this man a bone.
Mm-hmm. We're going forward with this. Okay, Finn Diesel, how about you on how college basketball will remember Roy Williams? Stay with us.
Well, Tony, when I first heard this and it happened on April Fool's, like you mentioned, I thought something was fishy, which is a phrase I can't stand, by the way. It's offensive. Nobody ever says something's doggy about this, right? All right, so I first started thinking of, like, my favorite movies that have to do with sports, and clearly it's A Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. But if you're going to make a new favorite movie, it might have to be about Roy Williams, because they don't get much better than this when you talk about a guy who went to UNC, who was an assistant coach there, who went off and made a name for himself elsewhere, and then came back, eventually following the legend and winning 3 championships at an alma mater, the most by anybody, and retiring while Coach K is down, too. I'd say it was sad, but once I realized that it was official, it was something that I was okay with.
That's a good piece of information you had in there. The 3 championships for Williams, the most ever by someone who returned to their alma mater, which I didn't know until a fish told me that. Okay, this is where I am in my life right now. Bank Spain, join us on Roy Williams.
Well, I appreciate all the fish tales that I heard. And look, no one knows exactly how old I am. I got a gotcha day, not a birthday. And I try not to think in dog years. But I've been around long enough, I know, to know that Roy Williams is part of the old guard. And between this year being the first year his team lost in the first round, you got Coach K's squad not making the tourney. The G League is suddenly a real competition. Amateurism under pressure. Kind of feels like an era is ending. Royal feels like the last of his kind, one of the old dogs. So it feels like maybe a chapter closing for college basketball.
Mm-hmm. I believe Roy deserves all the flowers. I mean, a legend, 900 wins, three championships. But does anybody want to throw out a name for the opening at North Carolina right now? Gigi Isola, any name you want to put out there?
Well, if you're going to keep it in the family, Jerry Stackhouse is at Vanderbilt. Who knows? Maybe Brad Stevens from the NBA. That's out of the family. And if you're going to keep it at Carolina, give it to Anson Dorrance, the women's soccer coach. He wins championships all the time.
You're right. North Carolina does keep it in the family. That's what they've proven to do through the years. All right, we'll move on. We're sticking with this. We're sticking with the Dogs. All right, opening day. Let's go. The first at bat of the season, Marcus Semien. First strikeout, Garrett Cole on Kevin Biggio. The first home run, Miguel Cabrera. The first precipitation was snow in Detroit. And the first cancellation for COVID, Nats Mets. Five national players are in protocol. Douglas, this is your account. You mark your territory in that park, just outside Nats Park. How bad is it to start the season with a postponement?
It's not that bad, Tony, when you think about it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call up the Nats and say, hey, let's turn that into a dog park for the night. I would love to run around that place with some of my friends, right? And you know what? Last year we had a little hiccup like this when Finn Diesel's boy, Childish Sardino, Sardino, better known as Juan Soto, didn't even start the season and wound up winning the batting title. So you know what? This is okay. 162 games on the season. Hey, stay with me here. I'm here all day, people.
Yeah, it's a drought. I didn't know. I mean, we're doing stand-up here, Douglas.
We're gonna be just okay. We got another game coming, all right?
Douglas, you are such a handsome boy, though. I mean, honestly, what a good-looking dog Douglas is. All right, Childish Sardino or... Susan B. Anchovy, Finn Diesel, please go ahead. The baseball starting with the cancelization.
I can't believe I have to take the blame for this one. I don't believe it's my fault here. Look, if there's anything I've learned from the new fascinating show called Ted Lasso, it's people need to be a goldfish. You have to have a short memory, okay? We've been through this COVID scare before okay. with baseball. We did it last year with this team in particular, actually. The Nationals were involved. We got through it, and that was a more dire situation than we have now. So I wouldn't be too scared. I would just, you know, keep swimming. Just wait a little bit, and eventually it'll come back around. You won't even remember that. What was I talking about again?
Keep swimming. All right. That was a Dory or a Nemo. I get what that is from Whoopi Goldfish over there. Let's
hungry.
Do a season preview here. Banks, talk to me here. I know you're in Chicago. You got two teams we like, the Cubs and the White Sox there, the Dodgers' defense of the championship. Here are the odds for this season. Are these from Bodog? They're from Bodog. Yes, they are. Go get it, Banksy. Go get it. Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Did that fish say everybody needs to eat a fish? I'm in. Yeah, first of all, it's opening day for humans. That's a bummer, not a great omen, but Bark in the Park is the officially opening day. So check back with me during the dog days of summer, and I'll let you know how all these teams mm-hmm. are doing. But right now, while I would tell you nobody knows my pedigree, literally found down the street, a Cinderella story. We do know the pedigree of the Yankees. I would love to pick an underdog, but if we're talking...
Where you going? Oh, where you going, honey. Banks? We lost you. All right, that's it for Banks. Who wants it? Gigi, are you still with us, Gigi?
Yes, I am.
Season for us. Okay.
Well, you know, in these long winters, I dream about San Diego, and I'm dreaming about San Diego right now. You got Tatis signed the huge contract, $340 million. And remember, they added Yu Darvish and Blake Snell, so maybe we get that... That rivalry will finally start to develop between the Padres and the Dodgers. I like the Padres this year.
Gigi from Montclair on the Fan. Finn Diesel, do you have a baseball preview you want to give us?
I mean, you know I'm a huge Marlins fan. My cousin auditioned one time to be Billy the Marlin. Almost made it. But look, I'm going to focus on my team. My team's the Angels and my guy, Mike Trout, Tony. I mean, come on. Imagine if LeBron had never won a playoff game. Come on, man. This is the best player in baseball the last three full seasons. Led the league still in on-base plus slugging. You got him some help in the rotation with Cobb and Quintana. But come on. We need a number one. It's all about Mike Trout. Let's get this guy in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Opening day, and the Mets aren't playing, Gigi. This is your account. I believe you've sniffed around this one a little bit, too. Francisco Lindor, 10 years, $341 million, though. Who's the big winner in the deal?
Tony, you remember the year 2000. Yankees, Mets. What was our theme song? Who let the dogs out? You want to let the dogs out? Our new owner, Steve Cohen, finally operating like a big market team. Am I crazy about giving a 27-year-old guy a 10-year contract? Not really, but Lindor's a big winner. And Steve Cohen embracing the idea that they're a big market team. Good job by him.
Banks?
Yeah, I agree. Cohen follows up with what he said. And good for Lindor on getting the money. You know, kind of like Lenny Kimes getting those endorsement deals while the rest of us are here actually doing the work. Typical L.A. dog. Go make that money, Lenny.
You know, there was another question I wanted to ask you guys this year in the baseball season. The ball is different this year. You guys saw this? The ball,
ball?
Is ball? Less
ball?
Juice.
Ball? Ball? Where's the ball?
The ball is less juice. Yes.
Ball.
Why are you guys going crazy?
Ball. Where's the ball?
Go.
Where's the ball?
That's my ball. That's my ball.
All right. Give me the ball.
I get it. I get it. You guys got me. All right. You're off the show because there's a ball. You're chasing the ball. All right. That's it. I guess we're done here. We'll reset the scores. Looks like Vin Diesel's in the lead. Here's a look at some of the good boys and girls who couldn't be with us because they're hosting PTI and SportsCenter today. Cooper and Lulu McMullen. Cooper is 17 years old. Nipsey Tinsley.
I like that.
Sally Draper Kaplan. I believe she made a little bit of a mess there. Barkley Adande, Lenny Kimes, and of course, Plasky Dog. Plasky Dog, yes.
He's got LA winning it.
Stick around. Bauer Wow is next. Fish.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Dog days of Around the Horn, and I mean that in the best possible way. This panel has never looked better, been more intelligent. What happened to... Finn Diesel. Finn Diesel was in the lead after the first segment. What happened to Finn Diesel?
Sorry about that. I think he said everyone needs to eat a goldfish.
Banksy! Bad dog! Oh, Banksy! Banksy! Okay. Let's go. It's Bow or Wow. You're not a bad dog, Banksy, but you did a bad thing. Chris Beard has led Texas Tech to the tournament the last 3 years. National championship game 2 seasons ago. Texas looked over and said, we want that. In addition to Roy Williams' retirement news today, Chris Beard to Texas. Bow or wow, Banks?
Wow. This is the kind of loyalty usually only seen from dogs. He went to Texas. He started his coaching career at Texas. We all remember Homeward Bound. A good dog is going to find his way home, and that's what Beard did.
So Tuna Turner now with us. All right, Tuna, what do you say?
Well, look, Chris Beard is a Pisces, so he's my guy, right? This is a topic near and dear to my heart, though, choosing the proper school. It's critical. It's life or death sometimes. You have to surround yourself with those that you trust and will protect you, okay? It's necessary when changing locations in large groups.
Oh, my goodness. This is unbelievable. Whoa. Sorry about that. Sorry, Tuna. No. Let's not do
fish
that.
Fish are friends, not food.
Fish fry here. Okay, Douglas. on Beard to Texas.
Yeah, leave Tuna Turner to be Tartar instead. Chris Beard, did you see him on all fours there? You gotta like that. Although I was looking at that back leg a little concerned there. He is going home, and that's what a good dog does.
Gigi.
Man, 2 years ago, could have won a national championship. Now you go into a rival of Texas Tech. It's like somebody's serving you dog food. The other team is serving you steak. He went with the steak at Texas. Big time cash there, too.
I cannot believe we just have one panelist admitting to eating another panelist at Around the Horn. This is just not going to happen for us today. We'll move on. The Boston Celtics. What a dog of a season Boston Celtics.
Sorry.
Can't teach me new tricks. This is the 10th story we've done this year on Boston being not good. 23-25. Danny Ainge, this time putting it on the players after the game. Tuna Turner, are the Celtics in trouble here?
Oh, for shizzle, Tony, for shizzle. Look, you ever see an aquarium without any chemistry? It's just a disaster, okay? The Celtics aren't floating on top of the tank just yet, but it's pretty close. I mean, I don't like to talk about the NBA playoffs. It's the scariest time of year for me because all the eliminated teams tend to go fishing, like, right away. But I don't think the Celtics will last very long if they make the playoffs. They're going to be one of those teams I have to look out for.
Frederick Douglass Blackstone.
Well, you know what they say. You can just go get another coach. And if you need another coach for the Boston Celtics, why not go to Boston University, home of Rhett the Terrier, my favorite mascot, get Joe Jones. He can come to that house down there and turn something into those Celtics, make them a real team again.
Gigi Buffon Isola.
Here's what I would do. I would go get Air Bud if they're playing like dogs. At least he can play a little bit. And by the way, you know what the problem with the Celtics is? They got rid of Gordon Hayward for nothing. Terry Rozier didn't get anything back. They lost talent. It's a talent. It's a race for talent. They don't have any.
And Banks.
You know, I felt kind of muzzled on this issue, but it's time to be honest because I got a bone to pick with everyone in Boston, the GM, the coach, the players. They rolled over this season. There's no dog in that fight. They face adversity and they crumple. Real dogs know that you stand up when the fight starts.
I didn't mean to muzzle you, Banks. It's just that you...
Yes.
You know what? This next story is for you. Pitts. You see this? You're a pit bull, right? You love this. Kyle Pitts, stock surging. The latest Todd McShay board, number four for a tight end to go number four in the first round. That'd be the highest drafted tight end in 61 years. And here's Pitts' quote from his pro day. I feel like I'll be the best to ever do it. Banks, bow or wow?
Wow. You know, I'm going to go off leash here for a second. I'm going to tell you personally, I hate when people call something the Pitts. I'm living proof that Pitts are the best. So I love that Pitts is Mel Kiper's highest graded tight end ever with a wingspan we've never seen before. Thank you for that treat. Give me some more points alongside it, please.
I thought you were making a move for Tuna Turner. Go ahead, Tuna.
I might.
I mean, this player is up to his gills in talent. He's a small fish right now, destined for a bigger pond. He is probably Calvin Johnson in the tight end position. I don't know if he'll be the greatest ever to do it at that position, but any fin is possible, Tony.
Tight end in the top five, Douglas?
Wow, absolutely. Can you see him snatch that football out the air? That's like me catching the tennis ball in the backyard. And the speed that he has, nobody can catch him. You remember that time I got out the front gate and they couldn't catch me running around the neighborhood? That's what Pitts reminds me of, me.
Gigi Isola.
All I ever hear are these stories about gators feasting on dogs down in Florida. So I ain't big on a gator, and I'm not big on taking a tight end fifth overall. Are you nuts? You don't win big because of a tight end. Come on.
All right. You know, I've been looking at Gigi. You are a beautiful Gigi. What a beautiful girl. You look like the dog from This Is Fine. If I can get this shot right, you know? This Is Fine.
Hey,
this
I'm
is
on fine. Fire, like on my
this
own.
This Is Fine. Yeah. Bye-bye, Gigi.
He's a beautiful like
and
me.
And Banksy, you're a good boy. Be better. Tuna Turner.
Thanks.
Douglas Blackstone, that's our showdown in 2 minutes.
Fish sound.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh boy, I hate to be the one with sad news again. Banks got at it again. Tuna Turner. Yeah,
this delicious. Is great. Simply the best.
Oh, okay, Banks, get out of here. It's showdown now, and we have Swim Shady with us. And Mr. Blackstone. So we go. Throwing your opponent's helmet at your opponent. Nathan MacKinnon did this last night. Got into it with Connor Garland. Ripped off Garland's helmet. And when Garland was going at it with Landeskog, MacKinnon returned Garland's helmet back at him. 10-minute misconduct penalty. Swim Shady, MacKinnon's helmet delivery service. Paw or faux paw?
Well, that frozen water since chills up my dorsal fin, Tony. But listen, MacKinnon, it was definitely a faux pas. And you know how you know? Because he was just banging his head against the glass the entire 10 minutes. And I know what that means. He wasn't really happy.
Oh, woof, woof. I do not do faux pas. No faux pas. You know what happens when you do a faux pas? You wind up going into the cage. You don't want to be in the cage. You want to be out roaming around the house and in the backyard.
Penalty box, yes. The doghouse, okay, I get what you're saying there. You'll split the point, we'll move on. Showdown 2, Germany lost to North Macedonia yesterday in a friendly. This was Northern Macedonia's game winner. This could be a game winner for Germany, but with Douglas, paw or faux pas?
Oh, this is a huge faux pas, but it's not that he missed, it's that nobody's going after the ball. Do you see that ball? I'd be all over that ball.
Yes,
I
you
love
do.
A soccer
yes,
ball.
You do.
Oh, get over
yes,
soccer
you
ball.
Do.
Get all over
okay.
soccer ball.
Are you kidding me, Tony? That was an absolute paw. I don't know if you know this, but goldfish spend their entire life avoiding nets, Tony. I finally caught yes. one, and look where I am now, all by myself. That German player did exactly what he was supposed to do, avoid the net.
Well, I would like to thank Swim Shady and the late Tuna Turner and the late Vin Diesel. But today's champion, who's a good boy? Such a handsome boy. Douglas Blackstone.
And my name wasn't always Douglas. It used to be Barney. That's what my name was at the Human Rescue Alliance in Washington, D.C. before Mia and Marilyn walked in and picked me out and took me home where I've been a good boy for about 6 years now. And you know what? There are about 6.5 or 7 million more of my friends, cats and dogs, who are in shelters just like me who are looking for someone to adopt. Remember, adopt, don't shop. I'll be the best friend that you've ever had.
You're not, I mean, good dogs, right? That phrase, redundant. How could we have ever gotten past the last year without the love and companionship of all our pets? Thanks, guys. Swim Shady, especially
hey,
you too.
Francisco Lindor, good luck in Flushing. I'd never go there.